You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Golden years. Right, that's a re-edit by Psychomagic of Wing Chung's Dance Hall Days. Psychomagic do some, they sort of have a rock side to what they're doing, and well, a psychedelic side, which is sort of not dance music. And then they do these re-edits, some of them, which are pretty fantastic. On YouTube, they talk about sort of crate digging. There's a little clip where they talk about the stuff they've found for what was then their upcoming compilation, but it was probably their last compilation. Do some good stuff, those guys. Before that, I always play this, the Jeremy Soule re-edit of Golden Years, but I thought I'd be different and play the Anthony Valdez KCRW remix. I think the remixes were a sort of a competition, or not necessarily a competition, but an endeavor that the Los Angeles indie radio station KCRW, the equivalent to BFM in LA, in the sense, yes, definitely, tastemaker, taste leader, style radio. What did I start with? Well, that's a long time ago, isn't it? So we'll forget about that one. Right, you're on Land of the Good Groove, and got some. I've just bought some stuff on the G label, trying to work out what country it comes from, but it's stuff I will need next summer, because I tend to play reggae next summer, don't I? In the summer a bit, we all do, I think. I think that's the sort of thing. Anyway, coming up in a minute.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. All current art is fake.
A puppeteer, a newsreader, a factory worker. Cate Blanchett inhabits 13 wildly different personas, delivering dialogue from 13 famous art world manifestos in this stunning performance masterclass.
To put out a manifesto, you must want ABC to fulminate against 1, 2, 3.
Manifesto. Out now on DVD and digital, thanks to Madman Entertainment.
This month, Glengarry Wines, celebrating Australia's best.
That's not a wine opener, this is a wine opener.
Giving you the chance to win a wine lover's dream. Flights to Australia, tickets to the Adelaide Fringe, and a guided tour of the Barossa Valley wineries.
He's pouring the Shiraz underarm. Shameful.
To enter, just join the Glengarry customer list at glengarrywines.co.nz. Simple. Australian Wine Month at Glengarry Wines. How's the serenity?
Terms and conditions apply, mate. Terms and conditions apply.
Cheer up. What are you even worried about? Do you believe in climate change or something? Everything's fine. Women can vote now. Hashtag feminism.
Concerned for the state of the world today? Want to shine a torch into the darkest crannies of current affairs? Every other week on The Wire is Worry Week, taking a topic of concern and digging in deep.
This week, sex work.
Worry Week on The Wire, weekdays 12 to 1 every other week, with your rotating roster of hosts.
Right, time to play a few tracks. These are out of France, I think, and I've got this liking for reggae remakes of soul funk classics, so let's indulge me anyway. This is from the group. It's good to know the name of the group, isn't it? Especially for you people. It's Soul Sugar. I think they're out of France. They're on G Recordings, but it's very hard to detect the word France on any of the cover art, though I can find it in the publishing, because I think there's a Melbourne company called G Street Label, but G Recordings this is, so we'll pretend it's out of France. The song is Why Can't We Live Together, which out of TK Records. We know the original by... Whoa, forgotten.
Can't we live together? this world.
Yeah.
Two funked up reggae versions of funk songs on the G label out of France by Soul Sugar. Leonardo Carmichael was the last vocalist on I Want You, and the vocalist on Why Can't We Live Together was also Leonardo Carmichael, unless I'm just confused. Anyway, Soul Sugar's the name of the band. What'll I do? I'll play a track. That's right. I've got lined up last night a DJ Saved My Life, Louis Vega featuring Anane and Tony Touch. So I don't know if that means this is the original re-edited or what it is, but it sounds like fun. Let's go.
Last night a DJ saved my life from a broken heart. Last night a DJ saved my life. Last night a DJ saved my life with a song. Hey, listen up to your local DJ. You better hear what he's got to say.
Okay. Yeah, they ain't a problem that I can't fix, cause I do it in the mix. And if your man gives you trouble, just to move out on the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause way goes trouble down the drain. I said away goes trouble down the drain.
Well, alright.
We'll be right back.
Right, that's Psych Magic back again with their track called The Trip, which is their new 12-inch. So it's probably would be quite good to have a shorter version of that, but I guess you just fade it out, don't you? That's the idea. You've got several short versions of The Trip by Psych Magic on that record. Before that, we had Louis Vega's remix, I do believe, or possibly a recreation of last night, DJ Saved My Life. I'm at Malt Bar in Richmond Road tonight, Friday, from 5 p.m. That's on the corner of Hakanoa Street and Richmond Road, Malt Bar. Right. I think we'll play a tune. Right. I was looking up online. Someone was selling the Specials Archive series recording a week or so ago, and there's a good Rico track on, you know, trombone player Rico on it, very good track. And I thought, oh, will I get it just for one track, or, you know, obviously the Specials are good on their own too. And then I didn't buy it, but I found it in my collection the other day. So let's check out Rico, my most favorite trombone player in the world, with the Specials, C. Cruz.
Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95BFM.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.